Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys.
Now, the Godolphin two-year-olds shone at the Kenzo yesterday. Gee, it was heavily back Brigantine in race one.
Yeah, he was pretty impressive, wasn't he, Jared? Sort of this time of year, these late sort of season two-year-olds, before we get ready for those early season three-year-old races, Godolphin and James Cummings got their timing pretty right with this colt and filly. Brigantine was extremely impressive for Kieran McAvoy winning the colts and geldings race. I thought Llewellyn was pretty good winning the fillies division as well. Both ran pretty similar times. I don't know what their level is going to be in time, to be fair. I'd imagine sort of this sort of year, if you're coming through the midweeks and Saturday races, you might try and take on one of those sort of listed races early in the new season of the three-year-old to try and catch some of these better horses on the hoppy fitness-wise. But no doubt, Godolphin got a couple of nice late-season two-year-olds heading towards the three-year-old campaign.
South Australian Racing given the green light to continue this weekend?
Yeah, thankfully, Laurie. We chatted about on the program yesterday that the Racing South Australia had virtually postponed the Wednesday meeting. They're worried about the status of their meetings heading towards the weekend, given that snap seven-day lockdown in South Australia they're announced by the government. Thankfully, some crisis talks were held between the racing officials and the state government over the course of the last 24 hours, and we'll get that meeting to go ahead at Morphville on the weekend. So we can't afford to have these people who are already struggling to make ends meet down there in South Australia if you're racing full-time in Adelaide to have any more meetings lost. So thankfully, we'll get that meeting going ahead at Morphville on the weekend.
My word, this is divided opinion, hasn't it? The Victorian race-free week. Will this work, Adam?
I don't know, Jared. What do you think? Do you think it's going to work?
I'm all for the participants having a little break. I really am. But yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. I think it's good that we keep Good Friday race free, although we know in some states that there are now meetings, and it's only going to go in one direction from here. There's going to be more and more meetings on those type of days. But what do you think?
Yeah, I'm a bit like you. I think the participants try to need a break as much as possible. Whatever we can do to try and help them ease their workload and the pressures, because it's not a job, it's a lifestyle. It's 24/7.
Yep.
Yesterday, it came out the Australian Train Association actually approached Racing Victoria and said, hey, we're in lockdown. Why are we going to be sitting at home and trying to have this race-free week if we can't go anywhere? We can't do anything. We can't rest. And Racing Victoria said, no, we announced this. This was announced 18 months ago. Like, it's not as if it just popped up in the last month or two. It was announced 18 months ago, but it seems to have kicked off an almighty storm in the last couple of weeks. So as it stands at the moment, there'll be no racing down there in Victoria from Monday to Friday next week. The trainers are not overly happy about it. They want a chance to race for prize money, especially while they're stuck in lockdown. They think wagering turnover can be pretty strong, given people don't have a whole lot else to do throughout the course of the week. So I don't know. It's caused a massive stink down there in Victoria the last week or so.
What are you looking forward to the weekend, mate? A big game tonight, Parramatta and Canberra.
Yeah, getting back the rundown towards the finals, Jared, and trying to get some normality back in this club competition. It's a huge game for Canberra tonight, isn't it? They're a team that look like they can sneak into the top eight. I'm not going to say they're going to go far in the competition, but they're just starting to get a few things back together. That blow with Xavier Savage out for the rest of the season is probably going to hurt them as well. And obviously Jack Whiten's carrying a bit of an injury. So that race for those bottom two spots in the top eight, I still don't know who's going to fill seventh and eighth. I think Canberra's a chance. They've got to be a chance. I think Sharks have got a pretty soft draw as well. So they might be the two. The Dragons have got a tough draw and they're going to need to win some games to be able to stumble across the line. But it's going to be a fascinating race heading towards the finals.
Yeah, it certainly will be. What did you make of the Panthers signing Penguy Jr. for the remaining 3 months of the season?
Yeah, we chatted about it yesterday, Laurie. And the more I thought about it after we got off air, the more I feel uncomfortable out of it, don't I? Like, Penrith haven't done anything wrong. They're playing within the rules, same with Brisbane. But it's purely just a hit-and-run mission to try and win a premiership with an extra guy, isn't it, really? Mm. Like, he's going to play for Penrith, and he's not even going to step foot, probably, or for all intents and purposes, at Penrith Park or at Penrith Training Academy or anything like that. It's just bizarre, isn't it? Because they're going to be stuck up there in Queensland for a fairly long time. He'll no doubt add a lot of punch to Penrith, but I'm not a fan of this August 1, August 2 deadline, I must admit.
Mate, you have a good day, and we'll chat tomorrow.
Okay, see you, boys.
Adam Pengilly coming up after 7 o'clock. Yvonne Sampson from Fox League will preview Round 19. The news is next with JR.